Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P, and we are counting the days, 8 days left till things get underway in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love for the 2017 NFL Draft. One of the young men making their path towards that next level is the standout West Virginia quarterback, Skylar Howard. Skylar, you're one of the most resilient guys that we've had on the show all year, and everyone's probably familiar with your story, how you started at the JUCO level. You've just kept grinding, and you've just kind of been beating down each door that they've kind of put in front of you. But after all those obstacles, what's it like knowing that you're 8 days away and kind of finding out where you're going to spend your future?
I can tell you right now, it's been the longest, it's going to be the longest 8 days of my life. Been working extremely hard, up to this point. Had a good pro day, and right now it's just a waiting process, just waiting for that phone call. And I'm a firm believer in, all I need is my foot in the door. That's what I've done, coming from JUCO to West Virginia and so on. So that's all I really need right now.
Nice. And for people who aren't familiar with your story, Texas kid, not a lot of offers. You go out to California, play at River City College. Yeah, it's crazy. I think it's size. There's everything's predicated, but do you go out there, you tear it up? Let me ask you this question. And I know you guys don't lack any confidence. Even if you had no scholarship offers at all, you're probably like, I'm still going to play in the NFL one day. And maybe that was the point. But when do you really kind of get the idea, the sense that what you're doing at the collegiate level is going to, get you to, playing on Sunday afternoon?
I believed it, coming out of high school, like you said, but it didn't click until, I guess, my junior year at West Virginia, when, college or NFL scouts were coming around and you're seeing your teammates go, high rounds like Kevin White, Carl Joseph. You're seeing your perspective changes when you see your friends, your peers around you go through that process and make that leap from college to pro. And it really sets in like how real it gets and how life changing it is and how close you are. You just have to stay the course and just keep on trucking on.
Excellent. I'm curious. Obviously you're an athletic kid too. Besides being a hell of a passer, you can also move the ball with your legs. Growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, if you were playing, were you the guy with the ball in your hands kind of scoring touchdown after touchdown?
I started Pee Wee probably about 5 years old, tackle football. We start early down here in Texas. I actually played on the line. I wasn't really familiar. It was just me and my mom, and so I really wasn't familiar with football. I knew I liked it. I didn't know much about it. Obviously, she wasn't going to teach me about, the pros or college. For all I knew, the Longhorns played the Cowboys. I was watching everybody in the same. I just loved football. So I started out on the line and then moved around. They saw I was a little athletic, got moved to running back, did well at running back because the older kids, I played up in Pee Wee 1 year. And so the older kids would, the coach's son was the quarterback. And so still needed to get the ball in my hands. So I played running back. And then from then on, after that year, I was pretty much quarterback and never looked back. Played wide receiver half of my sophomore year in high school. And then they decided, let's give this kid a shot. And halfway through my sophomore year, started and never looked back.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Skylar Howard, the West Virginia standout. He was the Cactus Bowl MVP. He was West Virginia's Offensive Player of the Year and obviously looking to do bigger and better things at the level we call the NFL. Awesome backstory, man. So, how were you shocked leaving? You come out of high school, you said zero offers. I'm sure you're upset, you're aggravated, but were you really just that blown away though that nobody gave you any love at all?
Yeah, it was, it's something that I really won't understand, or I never did understand. I understand now because I'm a firm believer and everything happens for a reason. And if financially, if a D2 school came knocking on my door in college and offered me any type of money at all, I would have taken it, and I probably would have never seen the field on the Big 12 stage or anything like that. So, I'm glad. You know, I don't understand why it happened, and I still don't, understand how it didn't happen. But only school that was talking to me was Austin College in Sherman, Texas, and they were offering me some books. And I was like, that was a D3 school, and I feel like I my confidence level was high because I put the work in. And so I graduated a semester early out of high school, walked on at Stephen F. Austin, got moved back and forth from running back, and then was like, I could play this quarterback. I saw the quarterbacks at SFA, and I felt like I could compete with them. I just never got my opportunity. And so I was like, I can do this. And I never doubted. So I went out to California and just restarted the process again, just started competing. Didn't even start the first game in California. And then halfway through that game, we were down, then came back. We went 10-2 that season.
Man, what did you put? What you put like 42 points up in the second half or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Just came in, coach. we were down, and we were ranked number 2 preseason. And we obviously didn't want to lose one game because we were ranked pretty high in the nation out of JUCO, and so that first game meant a lot. As every game does, but, when you're ranked high, you got a big target on your back. So we understood that we couldn't lose. We'd be knocked down, quite a bit, and we wouldn't even have a chance at, the national championship if we were to lose that first game. So coach said, get in there and show us what you got. The kid that nobody really knew from Texas out there in Riverside, we didn't look back after that game.
Dude, I tell you what, this whole show, I've just had a giant smile on my face because your self-determination and self, confidence is just, to be at Stephen F. Austin and be like, I can do what the starter's doing. Screw it. I'm going to go to the West Coast and I'm gonna carve my own career out of it. Just, I love the fire that you possess, man. And obviously, like you said, you wouldn't change it for the world. And how could you? You've just been so successful. And obviously it's kind of, I think, coming to fruition for you. So once you kind of blow it up out in the JUCO level, what schools were looking at you? And then, obviously you get to the Big 12, you get to West Virginia. I'm kind of asking you a couple questions here, but even once you arrive there, any butterflies that you're going to have to, because then you're talking big time football.
First question, who was talking to me out of JUCO? First offer was, I think, New Mexico State. I believe the Aggies, and then they always say the first one's hard to get. And, just for that, New Mexico State is a smaller school, but just the fact that I could call my mom from California and I was out there by myself and just, tell her that, mom, I got a full ride offer from a Division I school. That was really special. I didn't care who it was, just to be able to tell her that. And from then, they just started rolling in, schools like all the West Coast schools, San Jose State, Colorado State, Utah, there's all like kind of like the West Coast teams started rolling in, and then all of a sudden I get a phone call from a high school coach saying that Shannon Dawson from West Virginia is probably going to offer me. And I get on the phone with him. I'm like, what? Like, West Virginia? They're in the Big 12, right? And I didn't really even know. I knew of Geno Smith and Tavon and Stedman. But once I heard Dana Holgorsen's system, what he does with quarterbacks, and then heard about the Big 12, I was going to get to play all the Texas schools who, shut me down and pretty much just, put a hand in my face and say, you're too small. We don't want you. For me to get a chance to go play those guys and end up going my senior year 4-0 against all the Texas schools, that was pretty special. But then backtrack a little bit, getting to West Virginia. I understood it was a big stage, and I was getting thrown in and competing with Clint Trickett and Paul Millar and all those guys. And the first spring, got thrown in spring ball, and I'm just trying to do everything I can, like I always do, just grinding it out and understanding that, stuff ain't always going to go your way in this practice or that practice. And just like it has my path, it's taught me a lot about just life in general. You just got to keep pushing on. And so that's what I did, you know, started out on a scout team, actually. I was going to be redshirted that first year. First team or the first game of the season, I was scout team player of the week. And then the last game of that season, I was the offense player of the week, and ended up going and starting in the Liberty Bowl and never looking back from then. So it's just really this whole process has been just, I've restarted it probably three times now. And I feel like that's what this process from college to pro is. I just got to get my foot in the door and keep grinding and just restart the process. I'm really confident because I feel like I've been through it.
And I mean, you know, you've been through it, and you've just, like I said, I mean, you've just dominated each level that you've gone to. That's the best part about it. I mean, it's phenomenal. I mean, you know, your teammates are well into spring football. I mean, have you had that nightmare morning where you wake up thinking, oh, man, I think I missed practice?
Not yet. You know, I'm enjoying this process and not going through spring football. I am, you know, taking care of my body. Down here in Texas, enjoying the weather, getting outside, throwing the ball with my little brothers. You know, I'm not thinking about spring football. I'm thinking about just bettering myself right now, getting back to the old days, that grinding it out, just getting ready to restart that process.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Skyler Howard, the standout West Virginia QB, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. And then we'll have his bio page up on the site as well. We like to say it'll be your one-stop shop for everything you're going to need to know about him as he builds towards his eight-day countdown towards the draft. I mean, you're on the show because you're one of the best prospects out there at the QB position, Skyler. So, you know, if you're in the film room right now, you're sitting with some scouts, they look at you and they say, Skyler, these are the things we love about you. What do you think they're going to say pops off tape and they're really going to say, hey, man, we want to put you on the roster?
Just the fire I bring, I feel like there's different terms that people use. They can say I got juice, or I got the fire, or I just got what it takes. You know, it's something you can't really coach. I feel like it's something that is just kind of something I play with, and I'm just a gamer. You know, I'm gonna do what I can with the coaching that I'm gonna take the coaching that I have and do exactly what I'm being coached, but also if something breaks down, I'm going to make something happen. And either with it, with my legs or getting out of the pocket and getting the ball down the field, I'm trying to, you know, keep plays alive.
Nice. How about what goes unnoticed that, and I'm sure at this point, these scouts know everything about you, you know, that they're going to need to know, but just in terms of maybe leadership qualities, game film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the things that just don't necessarily show up on film that these scouts need to know about as we count down the days?
I feel like when you're competing for a quarterback position at any level, the leadership and all that, obviously it does come in the game, late in the game. You want your guys to look at you during the fourth quarter and say, you know what, let's go get this. This is our guy. We're going to battle for this guy. For our team, but specifically if we're on a game-winning drive and they're locked in the huddle and they, you know, I'm looking them in their eyes and, you know, we're going to go get this. And they have confidence when I say that let's go win this game. They're going to have confidence that I mean that and we put in the work. All of that is good. It starts way, way before that. You know, it starts in the weight room, in the OTAs, on to that level now, you know, quarterback showing up, taking initiative. For me at West Virginia, it was getting in there with Mike Joseph and the strength staff and just grinding it out and showing these guys that, look, I'm all in. I'm all in the weight room. I'm all in the film room. I'm going to take care of my body. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to do anything I can to better myself, which is going to in turn better this team. And they respect that. And once you earn the respect on that level and just being around the guys and starting that relationship, it starts way before game time. And then from there, you perform on the field and you talk to your guys, you bring them to the side. And if they mess up, you learn your guys in a way, you know how to talk to them. You can't treat everybody the same. You can't, you know, rip everybody's butt. You know, I'm watching language on this. You can't rip everybody's butt. The same way. You know, some guys you got to learn how to motivate your guys, and that's one thing I feel like I did a good job of at West Virginia is I learned my guys, and I knew how to motivate them and get them going. And so it starts way before that. And I'm excited to restart that process too. Get around a new team and just learn my guys.
Nice. And we spoke with Chris Perry. He's a former teammate, and he said you're probably the best leader he's ever seen and one of the best teammates he could ask for. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, that's all you really want to hear, huh?
Yeah, I do appreciate him saying that because, you know, that's what I strive for. I'm not always the most vocal. I can be when I need to be and when I think it's necessary, but I'm probably going to show you more than I could tell you. And that, to me, actions speak a lot louder than words. I'd rather have a not-so-rah-rah guy than a guy who's just all rah-rah and then slacks when no one's looking.
Definitely. And now, let me ask you this one. I mean, just listening to you, I think everybody out there listening right now is already jacked up. I mean, they can feel the momentum that you bring. And I could just imagine how intense it has got to be in the huddle with you. But, I mean, if me and you just want to play ping pong, do you just want to destroy me right now?
Yeah, I feel like I bring that competitive nature to everything I do. I try and calm it down, you know, when it's not, you know, that serious. You know, if we're just hanging around, you know,
yeah,
playing something, I try and calm it down a little bit. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or beat them too bad. So, because I am strategic. I'm going to find a way to win. Whether, you know, if I suck at ping pong, I'm going to find a way to win. That's it. And that's one thing. That's another thing that the scouts can look at film and look is that no matter what's going on in the game, I'm going to find a way to win. And to me, I feel like, you know, winning 10 games in the regular season, that's – if I'm looking at a quarterback, that's what I'm basing it off of. You know, we play this game to win. You know, that's the whole point. You strap up the helmet is you go and try and get that W. That's the most important stat to me. I don't care what the passing yards say, the rushing yards, the completion percentage, all that comes along with winning. But at the end of the day, if that's not okay, if my stats aren't as good, if we win, that's all I care about.
Definitely. And this, you know, we got a few minutes left, but this is a cliche question, Skyler, but I have to ask it. I mean, in terms of comparisons, I mean, is there anyone that you get compared to? Is there anybody at the next level when you watch them, you kind of say, hey, I can see some of myself and what they do?
Yeah, there's not really one person that I could like zone in on and say, you know, that I'm all like that guy. I feel like I take pieces of different guys and put them to my game. You know, I watch Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, kind of the shorter guys because they find a way to win. They find a way to compete and battle, and you, most of the time they're guys that just grind it out. Like Russell Wilson, he's just a guy that I like because I follow him on Instagram and Twitter, and that guy is constantly grinding, and that's he's doing what I may not post about it all the time because, you know, I like to just keep to myself nowadays, really, on social media. But you know, I'm grinding just like he is, and when I get on there and see him doing that, I love it. That's who I want to be like, is a guy who just is going to grind it out no matter what, no matter because there's certain things that you can control in this life and certain things that you can't, and the things that are against me and him are similar. You know, we can't control, you know, how tall we're going to grow, but we can control how we're going to prepare and how we're going to win games.
Definitely. Skyler, it's been an awesome show. Like I said, really fun to just kind of hear you. And like I said, I think it just brings a whole new perspective to Ken, you know, in the evaluation process when everybody out there can just kind of hear your guys's and kind of feel what you guys bring to the next level. We have a few minutes left. We always like to throw just a couple off-the-wall, lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, Coach Holgorsen, he's the man at West Virginia. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, you know, I feel like a lot of people, you know, around the team, we're kind of, you know, I'd say Pat, he's a GA at West Virginia right now, and I'd say he does it. You know, he did a Lou Holtz at our bowl game, and he actually did a leprechaun I wasn't there for it, but I saw a video of it for St. Patrick's Day. He's a jokester, and so I feel like he'd definitely be the one to do that. But nobody has that type of hair to be able to simulate him, you know, running his fingers through it, going crazy. So we could try to. No, it's all we'll make jokes. It's all out of fun.
Excellent. And how about this one for you? Female celebrity, Skyler. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Female celebrity. That's hard. You know, my eyes usually stay on my girl, but I'm going to take – I'm going to shoot for the stars. I'm going with Beyonce.
There you go. Anyway, it's just a quick lunch, you know what I mean? Just to kind of shoot the breeze,
yeah,
to get free set or something. You know? Yeah, it's just something, you know, real quiet. And then how about this one for you? You know, the 4-0 against the Texas schools, you said, what one was your most gratifying against all those Texas schools and why?
Definitely, you know, it wasn't my best game. But like I said, I don't care what the stats say. We walked out of there with a W in Austin, Texas, and that's University of Texas. I grew up, my room was burnt orange. My great grandmother painted me some Longhorns on the wall for me. You know, wanted to, you know, be like Vince Young growing up. I remember watching the Rose Bowl and all that. Definitely that was the one that I was waiting on. That's the one I wanted. And I literally called them and emailed them. And I remember their response was, you know, just too small. And that they didn't give me a time and day. I was just too small. And so to go into – I was actually 2-0 against them. But to beat them in Austin, I had only been on that field one other time, and that was – me and my mom and my best friend, Dylan, we took a little road trip down to Austin one time and, we jumped the fence and snuck on the field and just got, we were just looking at it like it was so big and we were just looking at it like it's so amazing. I remember, I'll never forget that. And that was the last time I was on that field besides beating them.
That's crazy, man. One more question before we let you go this afternoon. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He paints and puts the designs and ideas on your cleats. If you could walk away with any sort of theme on your spikes, what would you walk away with?
Theme on my spikes. That's a hard one. I guess it depends on what team I was playing for. You know, if I was down here in Dallas, Texas, playing for the Cowboys, I might go something a little Texas themed. Just because I take so much pride of being from here and you know, doing that. But, you know, if I was somewhere else, and I'd really have to think on it. That's
awesome.
I really haven't
thought
about that. I'm not going to paint my cleats. I'm going to go out there and win some games. But I was
spoken,
you know,
like a true winner, man. There's awesome stuff. But, hey, God bless you moving forward. I can't wait to find out where you land. It's going to be an exciting time seeing you. And like I said, man, thanks for giving us a ton of great games to watch at West Virginia. I'm not that far away. I'm in Youngstown, Ohio. So like I said, I've been able to see you. And like I said, great career though, man. And again, we always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Always. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Skyler Howard, the standout West Virginia quarterback here on the C2P. And I tell you what, folks, I mean, you guys listen in and you just kind of feel the intensity that this kid brings to the table. Like I said, I'm jacked up. Like I said, I'm going to listen to this again because, like I said, this kid just, you know, he said it. I mean, he says, he said it during the show. He goes, you know, something that you just can't really coach. And he just said, I'm a gamer. And I think that speaks volumes. I mean, you talk about guys that just have it. That's the it they're talking about. I mean, you just put the ball in the guy's hands and magical things are going to happen. And he said it, you know, he's not necessarily going to be 6'4", 235, but you know what? I've seen a lot of guys that size not be able to make it too. So like I said, sometimes you just have it, and this kid has it. If you want more of him, C2P, as always, we thank you for listening.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.